Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
If I have to listen to one more all 22 moron tell me that Geno Smith is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and that our eyes are wrong, I can't handle it. The question that I'll ask everybody, you want to take your hard-earned money and bet on the Ravens in January against the Chiefs, the Bills, the Steelers, the Colts, the Jaguars, the Chargers? Get the hell out of here.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific football and playoff baseball Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. On Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. And heard on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up on the show, we will review and recap last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader that made Seahawks-Cardinals last Thursday night seem like Chiefs-Rams from 2018 on Monday Night Football, 54-51. Cardinals-Seahawks was Bills-Chiefs in the 13-second game in the divisional round of the postseason compared to the dreck that we watched last night in the Monday Night Football doubleheader. Well, we will discuss both games, Dolphins over Jets. We will discuss Broncos over Bengals, bets that we want to make as a result. And I've got a couple, including the games that will be played with those teams coming up this week, week five in the NFL. Femi and I will give you our bets coming up for week number five in the National Football League and week six in college football. We look forward to that. I've got at least one bet featuring teams that played last night on Monday night. We will be sweating Cubs Padres throughout the show in the Major League Baseball wildcard game in the National League. We saw Tarik Skubal and the Detroit Tigers eke one out against the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 in the first game today, where Detroit like tried its best in the ninth inning to give the game to Cleveland with a ridiculous error by Spencer Torkelson, allowing Jose Ramirez to get the third, and then Ramirez with like a boneheaded base running mistake gets tagged out by the pitcher. And the Tigers end up winning 2-1 to take a 1-0 series lead in that wild card series. So we'll talk about the Tigers and the Guards, what to expect tomorrow in Game 2, where the Tigers can close them out. We'll sweat the Cubs and the Padres. Myself, Femi, both on the Chicago Cubs. Jake Hassan, happy birthday, Jake. I hope your birthday gift is a losing bet. Jake is on the San Diego Padres, and we'll give you our bets for the Yankees and the Red Sox as starting to get a little nervous. As a Yankee fan, our bets for the Yankees and the Sox, game one, first pitch about 6:08 p.m. Eastern time, and of course, the Reds and the Dodgers tonight in the nightcap. Two tremendous guests will join us today on the show. How about Christopher Mad Dog Russo, friend of the show, my one-time coworker at SiriusXM. The Mad Dog will join us to kick off the Power Hour talking the Major League Baseball playoffs. We look forward to that, and we go from a dog to a whale. Drew Dinsick coming up at 6:20 p.m. Eastern time. His bets for week 5 in the National Football League. And of course, at the end of the show, all our bets, baseball and otherwise, in the Power Hour on this Tuesday. But we begin the terrific Football Tuesday edition, the terrific Tuesday playoff baseball edition of You Better You Bet, by talking about the biggest news in the NFL. And that is the news that broke a couple hours ago, that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson likely to miss 2 to 3 weeks with the hamstring injury that he picked up in the loss to the Chiefs this past Sunday at Arrowhead. So if this timeline is to be believed, it's 2 to 3 weeks for Lamar with this hamstring injury. And it makes sense given the way Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talked about the injury yesterday, saying like there was no way Lamar was going, like he could not go back into the game. Even if it were super close, and it wasn't, the Chiefs were kicking that ass at that time. So Lamar didn't go back in. Cooper Rush comes in. John Harbaugh says, even if it were close, Lamar would not have gone back in. So when John Harbaugh says that, the expectation is that Lamar is at least likely to miss one game. And now we know it's probably going to be two. So if the timeline's right, and it's 2 to 3 games for Lamar Jackson, that means he's only going to miss two because the Ravens have their bye coming up in week 7. And that is going to be a week where the Ravens absolutely have to heal up and get Roquan Smith back and get Marlon Humphrey back and obviously need to get Lamar Jackson back. So I think we can now approach the next couple weeks for the Baltimore Ravens and say, okay, they're not going to have Lamar, the best player on the team, multi-time MVP winner, a quarterback, maybe should have won last year, just saying. We don't need to relitigate that with Josh Allen winning. But that Lamar's not going to play. Marlon Humphrey's not going to play. Roquan Smith's not going to play. Nnamdi Amadebuke's out for the season. Stud defensive tackle. We'll see about Kyle Van Noy. We'll see about top corner Nate Wiggins. Jair Alexander is basically a healthy scratch every week. We don't know if he's going to play. So we can operate right now. This team's the walking wounded for the next two games. And we were detailing yesterday on the show as like news started to trickle down about Roquan and Marlon Humphrey, the move in the betting market in the Ravens-Texans game on Sunday. And at the end of yesterday's show, we were at Ravens -3.5. And I don't know if I said this on air, if I said it off air to Femi and the crew. Like, that is an in-between number. Like, that is, we think Lamar might miss, but maybe he's going to play. If Lamar misses the game, the Texans absolutely have to be favorites. Probably not -3, but as close as you can get. And lo and behold, right now, at BetMGM, where you can make it legendary. And I hope you made it legendary earlier because BetMGM, the People Sportsbook, was slow to move some of these futures numbers in the wake of the Lamar the Lamar injury being out 2 to 3 weeks. The Houston Texans are now 2.5-point road favorites in Baltimore on Sunday. The total is 40.5. Next week, in week 6, the Ravens host the Los Angeles Rams. And we think this is going to be Cooper Rush for the next two games. And this becomes exceptionally fascinating now to think about. Not just from, hey, can the Ravens beat the Texans with Cooper Rush? Could they keep it close against the Rams? There are way more far-reaching implications of this Lamar news than just the next couple weeks. The Ravens are 1-3. They are still the favorite to win the AFC North, which says a lot about this division and the Steelers and the Browns and the pathetic-ass Cincinnati Bengals and whatever the hell Cincinnati put on tape last night and that loss to Denver against the Broncos. And in the AFC playoff picture, and as it concerns teams to potentially make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Yesterday, I kind of lost my mind, right? That the Ravens had a shorter price to win the AFC than the Kansas City Chiefs. The market is corrected. Baltimore is now the fourth choice to win the AFC behind Buffalo, Kansas City, the Chargers, which is really funny to me because I think they can't pass protect for Justin Herbert. I don't like the Chargers, but the Chargers are plus 650 and the Ravens are plus 750. As we move on forward now for the Ravens, still favored to win the AFC North, this price is now minus 135. It was way bigger even like an hour ago. I managed to get a piece of Steelers plus 225 about maybe like 90 minutes ago. So Baltimore still favored to win the AFC North and still a favorite to make the playoffs. Yes, minus 300. If I can paraphrase Tennessee Titans rookie quarterback Cam Ward, if we keep it at a buck, the Ravens are going to go into their bye week 1-5. I think they're going to lose the next two games. Think about what this offense is going to be the next couple games. This is not like when Justin Fields gets concussed in the Buffalo game in week 2. And Tyrod Taylor has to play week 3 on the road in Tampa. You're basically running the same offense. Now, there can be questions, is Fields better, is Ty, whatever. Basically the same offense. Close enough. Does anyone think the Ravens are going to be running the same offense this week with Cooper Rush replacing Lamar Jackson? Cooper Rush replacing Lamar Jackson. What the hell is this going to look like? What's this going to be for the Ravens on Sunday on offense? Against not a curtain jerking jabroni, slappy defense. You can say what you want about C.J. Stroud and the Texans offense. No. Here's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and Derek Stingley and Lassiter and Jalen Petrie and this badass Houston Texans defense against Cooper Rush. And if the Texans ever take a lead in this game, say they're up 10 points, what do you do with Derrick Henry? If you're Houston, you don't have to respect the pass game at all with Cooper Rush. The pass game works because you have Lamar Jackson. Think about the receivers that Cooper Rush, he doesn't have CeeDee Lamb to throw to like he did in Dallas. And I like Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers works as a number one receiver because Lamar Jackson's throwing him the ball. That's why it works. So it's Cooper Rush throwing to Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman and Tylan Wallace. Come on. And Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Please. Texans don't have to respect this pass game. They can load up to stop the run. And if the Texans ever take a lead, Derrick Henry becomes basically a non-factor in the game. And you're going to see a ton of Justice Hill, who's a good player. He ain't Derrick Henry. And you'd rather have Justice Hill out there with Lamar Jackson next to him than you would Cooper Rush. Maybe the Ravens win on Sunday. Certainly possible. I'm not saying I want to bet the Texans. I think the point spread just looks about right. Houston basically close to minus 3 is humanly possible. Maybe the Ravens win. Okay. Anyone want to make the case? Anyone in our listening audience, in our viewing audience, does anyone want to make the case that the Cooper Rush-led Baltimore Ravens will beat Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams? Not cover the spread. Win the game. If we keep it at a buck, the Ravens are likely to be 1-5 entering the bye. Okay. Now let's say that happens. And Baltimore's 1-5. And that's, the betting market will tell you that that's the most likely scenario. They will be dogs this Sunday. Unless, like, Lamar miraculously, he's Wolverine. He miraculously heals. They'll be dogs this week and next week. Betting market says likely to be 1-5. Then, we could have a interesting betting opportunity on the Baltimore Ravens at 1-5. Coming out of the bye, presumably getting healthier. Here is the Ravens' schedule coming out of the bye week. Let's assume they're 1-5. Home Bears. Now, let's say Lamar's back, Humphrey's back, Roquan's back. Lamar, the most important, obviously. So let's do the win-loss game. Win. 2-5. At the Dolphins. Win. 3-5. At the Vikings. Win. 4-5. At the Browns. Win. 5-5. Home Jets. Win. 6-5. Home Bengals. Win. 7-5. Home Steelers. Win. 8-5. At the Bengals. Win. 9-5. You see where I'm going here? For now, it's terrible. That bye week's coming at exactly the right time for the Ravens. There will be a time to buy on the Baltimore Ravens team, but it's not now. We'll talk to everybody about that in 2 weeks' time. On the other side, we'll recap Monday Night Football's doubleheader and bets to be made moving forward.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to the game today, very disappointing. Very disappointing. And there's no way you can win any game with 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. It just can't happen. Before you can win games, you have to learn how not to lose games. And we have to do a better job in that case. And we will. We will.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That the voice of New York Jets head coach Aaron Glenn. After the team's Monday Night Football loss on the road in Miami, 27-21, to drop them to 0-4. Now, it's a great soundbite from Aaron Glenn, who's provided tons of great soundbites since his time taking over the Jets. He's awesome. We'll get into how he is as a coach in a second. But he's great at the press conference. Great with soundbites. Great in interviews. Unfortunately for Aaron Glenn, he got upstaged by one of his own players last night. That would be Breece Hall, who delivered a quote that I actually think belongs in like the upper echelon of greatest sports quotes ever. Like first ballot Hall of Fame sports quotes. And Bill Zimmerman will know the answer to this. It's escaping me at the moment, but I think it's an NFL head coach. I think it's like the Rams or the Bucks coach in the late 70s is asked, what do you think about your team's execution? And his response was, I'm in favor of it. There's some legendary quotes from players and coaches over the years after their team loses a game. Breece Hall's quote last night, some teams shoot themselves in the foot. We shoot ourselves in the foot and then shoot ourselves in the head. It's one of the greatest quotes of all time. And I bet on them. The team that blows their brains out is the team that I bet on last night. Your New York Jets. We'll talk about the Broncos-Bengals game, which was, let's be honest, an affront to professional football. An abortion of entertainment. Just a miserable... The one thing about that game that I'll say about Broncos-Bengals... That son of a bitch was over in 2 hours and 58 minutes. I remember like going upstairs. It was like 11:13 Eastern. It's like, what? This game wasn't even 3 hours long. Compare and contrast with, you know, Cowboys-Packers on Sunday night, which was as long as like The English Patient. Like Schindler's List. It was like 9 hours long. Unbelievable. We got through last night's game in 2 hours and 58 minutes. It was like there was like a pitch clock. It was awesome. We'll get to that game in a moment. But for now, the Dolphins and the Jets. Actually, first, before we even talk about the game, just, you know, shout out to me, your Royal Prop King, back on track. Tucker Craft Sunday. I shouldn't do that. The angry mob will be coming for me. Tucker Craft on Sunday night. Garrett Wilson, who it shouldn't even have come down to Garrett Wilson with that ridiculous like moss in the end zone for a touchdown. He should have had it on the first touchdown, which is the most ticky-tack call of all time. Garrett Wilson goes over. RJ Harvey, an easy over on rushing yards. So credit to me. And credit to Femi and his island. Bo Nix, first touchdown scorer, Broncos-Bengals. And how about the double that he had in Jets-Dolphins, where he had Braylon Allen, who fumbles at like the half-yard line. You lose that, and then the Dolphins scored a Darren Waller. Like, unbelievable. Like, I got both of them. You deserve to win both. You should, like, I'll tell you what. BetMGM does the second chance first touchdown. If you bet two guys, and one fumbles at the half-yard line, and the other one scores, you should win both. That should be the new promotion. So Femi's island has been absolutely crushing. Anyone excited for Femi's Island Thursday night for the Rams and the Niners? No pressure, Femi. You just got to have another first touchdown scorer. As the Chicago Cubs, Seiya Suzuki has just homered against the San Diego Padres. I didn't see if there's anyone on base. I think we are tied now 1-1 with the Cubs and the Padres. I believe that solo homer. So we are tied at one. Cubs and Padres tied at one. God forbid, I'm watching the screen right now on ESPN. They have like the exit velocity off the barrel rate. And there's no score for like 15 seconds on the screen. I'm old, I guess. I don't know. So we're 1-1 here in the bottom of the fifth with the Cubs and the Padres. Yeah, but like, why? Yeah, you know, the score's not important. A sports fan, when you bet on games. Anyway, back to Monday Night Football. So credit to us. Now, I also bet the Jets, and I also bet the Bengals. So you know, toss that under the rug. So you know when you bet on games, right? For any amount of time, you know your bet's dead. DOA. I'm not talking Disciples of the Apocalypse. Shout out to the WWE. When the Jets are marching down the field on this 12-play, 80-plus yard drive after the Dolphins kick a field goal on the opening drive, and they basically look like Air Force. They're running on every play, and they're successful. One pass play on the opening drive, 12 plays. Braylon Allen. Like, I actually, like looked away from the screen to grab my phone to text the You Better You Bet group that Femi's Island just cashed again. And I look back up, and the Dolphins have the ball. How did this happen? So that's 7 that we should have had if you bet the Jets. And then the Dolphins get the ball, go right down the field, 4th and goal from the 4. Touchdown to Darren Waller. So, could have been 7 one way for the Jets, 0. Could have been 0 the other way for the Dolphins, 7. You're done if you bet the Jets. You're done. That's how this goes. And of course, that's what happened. And, you know, I don't mean to make this like 2 sour grapes, but I want everyone to think about this sincerely. If Braylon Allen scores that touchdown, did the Cubs just hit another homer? They did. Yep, Cubs just homered again. Cubs going to be up 2-1. So back-to-back homers for the Chicago Cubs. Let's go. Yeah, Cubbies! Carson Kelly. I don't know who that is. He sounds like the host of like an MTV show. Carson Kelly homer. Cubs now lead 2-1. Cubs up. Cubs lead. Where was I? With the Jets and the Dolphins. So that happens, and you just lose. Right? You're just going to, you lose your bet. If Braylon Allen scores that touchdown, think about what happens in that stadium. The air is completely sucked out, and the fans are like, we're going to lose this game. They literally threw the Dolphins a lifeline with that fumble and gave the Dolphins a chance to get back in the game. And look, that's what bad teams do. So it is what it is. Just saying that was pretty frustrating. And Miami, of course, goes on to win the game. We'll get to the Dolphins in a second. The soundbite that Jake played coming back from break of Aaron Glenn. Yeah, like you're not going to win when you turn the ball over 3 times and you commit 13 penalties. And the Braylon Allen fumble was terrible. The Isaiah Williams fumble was not just as bad, I guess, but really bad. The Jets get the field goal before halftime, make it 10-3. They're receiving the ball to start the second half. And Williams fumbles the kickoff. And the Dolphins immediately go and score a touchdown 17-3. It's just like, okay, like we are done. So many mistakes, so many boneheaded errors, so many coaching gaffes. It's an absolute disaster. And all of that masks the fact that the Jets' offense was pretty good last night. The offense was good. That's 7 yards per play for the Jets' offense. I thought Justin Fields was almost just as good last night as he was in the opener against the Steelers. Fields had an awesome game. Like, the offensive line was pretty good. Garrett Wilson was awesome. Mason Taylor showed you something last night. The offense was good. They just kept committing penalties and turning the ball over. The offense was actually good. And that's a data point that we should take moving forward, because we'll talk about who the Jets are playing next week in a couple moments. The other thing, though, as it concerns the Jets, and here's the real problem for Aaron Glenn. This is the real problem for Aaron Glenn, because I consume a ton of sports content. I live in New York. I know what everyone's saying here locally. Same old Jets. You bet on this Tuesday. Same old Jets. Culture sucks. Penalties, turnovers, losses. 0-4. No moral victories. no medals for trying. And I'll admit, and I'm not trying to be an Aaron Glenn apologist here. I mean that. I'm not. It has not been great. It has not been great. It really hasn't. But if we want to compare Glenn and what he's trying to do with the Jets to what Dan Campbell did with the Lions, instill a culture, it's worth remembering the Lions started 0-8 in Dan Campbell's first year. 0-8. Do people remember that? The way that everyone was talking about Dan Campbell at that point. And they had that Ravens loss in week 3, I believe, in Campbell's first year when Justin Tucker hit the 66-yard walk-off field goal. And everyone laughed at Dan Campbell. Everyone laughed at him. Look at this try-hard coach. Look at this, you know, this meathead. And, oh, yes, and we're going to bite kneecaps and we're never going to back down. Yeah, but you keep losing games and you suck. And you're never going to be anything. And then they had that crazy win streak to end year 2. Knocked the Packers out of the playoffs Sunday night in Lambeau in Aaron Rodgers' final game as a Packer. If we don't make it, they don't make it. And the Lions turned it around, and here we are. I'm not saying at all that the Jets will mirror the Lions here, and they will reach that or any level of success under Aaron Glenn. But let's just settle down a little bit with the, like, he's lost the locker room and the culture's always going to be bad. Like, let's just give it a rest with that for a minute. Let's see how this plays out. We're 4 games into his first season. Let's see how it goes. So to me, the culture and whatever and the same old Jets and, like, it's really, and I'm a New Yorker and I'm a Yankee and a Giant fan and I get it. Like, the Jets-Mets, usually how it goes, Yankee Giants and Jets-Mets. And the Jets-Mets fan is a special type of tortured, especially now. Mets on Sunday, Jets on Monday. I get it. It's so pathetic. Like, come on. Like, have some perspective. Like, grow up a little bit. Please. It's sad. It really is. The big problem for the Jets and for Aaron Glenn is not the culture. The defense sucks. It's horrible. The secondary can't tackle. They can't get pressure. They can't force turnovers. How many times did the Dolphins just run a bootleg yesterday in the game? Like a simple bootleg, the Jets couldn't cover it. Like, are you watching the, like, you're watching the game, you're thinking they're running the same play. They're spamming the same play. Not with Lamar Jackson. Not with Josh Allen. Not with a mobile quarterback who can get out and move. With Tua Tagovailoa. And the Jets couldn't do anything. Jets defense couldn't stop them. Tyreek Hill, leg explodes into 500 pieces. And it looked like they still had him out there. They still couldn't stop them. That's the problem for the Jets right now. And that's the problem for Aaron Glenn. Because Kelvin Shepard's got this Lions defense humming. And Aaron Glenn can't get this Jets defense to force one single damn turnover. Not one. That's the problem for the Jets. Not same old Jets, not the culture. This defense absolutely sucks. And that takes us to Sunday. Jets-Cowboys. Oh, what a game. Oh, man. You like offense? You want bad defense? Here's Cowboys-Jets. I was interested to see earlier today at BetMGM, and I'm just going to do a quick little refresh here. So the Cowboys are 2.5-point road favorites. At 3, this is the easiest bet on the Jets of all time, if it gets to 3 here. That is, I'm clicking the button on the Jets and not even thinking twice about it. I would like to get 3. I might even bet 2.5. I think Dallas should be favored. -1, -1.5. Not a huge difference between that and 2.5, with the highest total. 3, instant bet on the Jets. The under's getting bet here at 47.5 with these two defenses. Like, the Jets defense, like, it's not as bad as Dallas's defense. It's really bad. It's really bad. Great. I'd love to bet over 47 with the Jets and the Cowboys. I would love it. I love it. As for the Miami Dolphins, and we'll take this on to the next segment. Yesterday, when we talked about Giants-Chargers, and the Giants winning the game against L.A., that was like a Pyrrhic victory for the Giants. Like a win, but at what cost? For the Dolphins, there are no such things as Pyrrhic victories. Like Mike McDaniel would push Tua Tagovailoa in front of a dump truck for the Dolphins to win that game last night. Gotta save his job. Gotta win that game. So losing Tyreek Hill, I'm sure, is a trade-off he was very happy to make to win that game last night. So what does this mean for the Miami Dolphins moving forward? We'll discuss on the other side and give you takes on the Broncos and Bengals as well. Hour number one here on a Tuesday, You Better You Bet, on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Dolphins trying to pay off a long drive, and it's caught back in the end zone. Touchdown, Darren Waller, his first as a Dolphin.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Chris Fowler with the call last night on ESPN. I will say, you know, people bang on the Fowler, Lou Riddick, Dan Orlovsky team. I thought they were pretty good last night. I thought Dan Orlovsky in particular did a really nice job on analysis. And something he said towards the end of the game, I thought was really prescient as it concerns the Miami Dolphins moving forward. And what Orlovsky noted, and everyone think about this, right? Now that we know Tyreek Hill's done for the year and like he's more than likely played his last down as a Dolphin, like, Dolphins are going to get out of that contract. And it sucks. I was just talking with Femi about this during the break. I've been saying I said before the season, I felt like the Dolphins were going to trade Tyreek Hill in season. Like, felt like the season was not going to go well for Miami. They could have gotten out of the contract. Maybe the Chiefs would have been interested in bringing him back. The Steelers, Pittsburgh's in it, like a speed receiver on the outside to go with DK Metcalf. Now, obviously, all of that is off the table. And say what you want about Tyreek Hill. I think a lot of people say a lot of things. I don't know that you could have handled that, an injury like that, with more grace than he did. Like, literally laughing through the pain. It was pretty stunning, actually. Like, he's smiling on the ground, like his knee dislocated. His ligaments all got torn. And he's smiling on the field. So again, like, that doesn't excuse at all some of the things he's been accused of throughout his career in the NFL. I'm not trying to say, wow, he's a great guy because he laughed after an injury, but like, hey, it is worth noting. I thought he handled it exceptionally well last night. He'll obviously miss the rest of the season. But back to Dan Orlovsky, who noted last night that the Dolphins, who generally run a bleep ton of plays out of shotgun, ran a lot of plays last night from under center. And maybe that's opponent specific with the Jets, and they found something with the Jets running all those bootlegs, etc. I am fascinated and curious to see now how Mike McDaniel calls this offense without Tyreek Hill. I don't think Mike McDaniel's a great coach. The proof's in the pudding. He is a good offensive mind. He is. And if the Dolphins fired him, he'd be an offensive coordinator like immediately in the NFL next year. Like, definitely. I'm really interested to see what this looks like. Are they going to lean more on the ground game? Like, the line sucks. Like, what are they going to do? Is Malik Washington going to take the Tyreek Hill role? Is D. Eskridge going to play more as a deep threat receiver? Like, I'm really interested as to what this is going to be. Moving forward for the Dolphins, at Carolina this week, 1.5-point road favorites. I think that point spread's just fine. My initial thought was, oh, do we have to bet Carolina? Maybe. Honestly, like, maybe. I'm not there to click the button, but I think it's Panthers or nothing. Miami's win total now, the adjusted win total at BetMGM, is 5.5, and is used to the over -140. And I was thinking about it, like, I'd like to make a case to maybe go under the total. I think week 16 is a big pivot here, if you wanted to bet that. Miami's adjusted win total. They play the Bengals in week 16, and I'll get to them in a second. I strongly believe Joe Burrow's not coming back this season. So I think, like, if that's a win for Miami, they're probably going to get another 3 along the way this season. So I think that's a pass for me. I think the Dolphins are likely to finish 6-11, miss the playoffs, Mike McDaniel gets fired, and this was all a waste of time. You bet on this Tuesday. All right, Broncos, Bengals. Dolphins week 1 against the Colts. Falcons week 3 against the Panthers. And the Cincinnati Bengals last night against Denver. The 3 worst performances of this NFL season. The Cincinnati Bengals last night, and I acknowledge I can be prone to hyperbole. I think I'm self-aware enough to admit that, even when I'm being hyperbolic. I can be prone to hyperbole. None of what I'm about to say is dramatized or hyperbolic. The Cincinnati Bengals are pathetic. The Cincinnati Bengals have no hope. Field goal on the opening drive. Loser Zach Taylor. You want to talk, by the way, if anyone wants to, like, when Joe Burrow's career is over, when we talk about the greatness of Joe Burrow, you might bring up, well, remember, wow, that LSU team in 19, one of the greatest college football teams ever, almost won a Super Bowl, like, after blowing his leg out the previous year. No. Almost won MVP and the team didn't even make the playoffs. No. The fact that he's done all of this, what he's done, with this boob, Zach Taylor, and Brian Callahan largely coaching him. Is he the greatest quarterback that's ever lived? To do what he's done with these two idiots? Am I being dramatic? Seriously. 4th-and-2 for the Bengals inside the Broncos 10 to start the game. Like, you have to know you're outmanned. Do you go for it? No. Send out Evan McPherson. Great. 3-0. Do you cross midfield again the rest of the game? No. 9 first downs in a 60-minute football game. 3.7 yards per play for the Cincinnati Bengals. 11 penalties. They're toast. Find a fork. Any fork. Stick it in them sons of bitches. They done. I don't want to hear one person say, well, you could trade for Russell Wilson. Call the Falcons for Kirk Cousins. Maybe even forget about Russell Wilson. How about Jameis Winston for the Giants? At least Jameis would make this fun. No one is rescuing this team. It doesn't exist. Unless Joe Burrow magically comes back, and he's not even going to save them. Because last year he couldn't save them. And we told you this whole offseason they weren't making the playoffs with Joe Burrow. Let's say they trade for Russell Wilson. Okay. The Bengals have a bottom three offensive line in the league they cannot protect. You can't protect. And the defense is still god-awful. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. They're pathetic. It's not hyperbole. It's not dramatic. They're terrible. They might be the worst. Great. So replace Jake Browning with Russell Wilson. Here's Russell Wilson behind an offensive line that can't protect, with a head coach who has been carried by Joe Burrow and no defense. That team's going to win games? They're going to win with Kirk Cousins in this situation? No Joe Burrow, no chance. With Joe Burrow, pretty much no chance. They are really, really up against it. And this has got the opportunity here, and it's early in the season. This could spiral. And you're starting to see it. Two full games without Burrow, two absolute no-show embarrassments. And Ja'Marr Chase is furious throughout the game. Hell, Troy Aikman's furious throughout the game. I love Troy Aikman. I say all the time, him and Buck are the best. They're killing the officials for throwing all the flags. They're killing the Bengals for being unwatchable. You love it. Because he's saying what everyone else is thinking watching at home. The Cincinnati Bengals adjusted win total right now at BetMGM is 6.5. If you bet over, you need them to win 5 more games. How in the world is that happening? How's it happening? How are they winning 5 more games? If you wanted to construct an argument and say, well, stay afloat and Joe Burrow comes back. Let's say he's back like right at the first moment he can be back, early to mid-December. I think they're going to be so far out of it that he's not coming back. Why would you rush him back to play him? With this team, they stink. They have no hope. Like, and now you see what we said during the offseason. Could you imagine this team playing like the Bills? Or the Chiefs? I get it. Burrow stared down Josh Allen in the past. He stared down Patrick Mahomes in the past. They had functional defenses and functional offensive lines in those games. They have neither of those two things now. I love this under. Love that for the Bengals. 6.5 under? Yeah. They host the Detroit Lions on Sunday. From bad to worse. Oh, man. The number's 10. I mean, laying 10 on the road in the NFL is... I don't know if I want to do that, but... You know, what I will say is, for now... Our Survivor conversation this week... might be really quick. Do we just take Detroit? Like, on what planet, on what, like, in what alternate, what multiverse where, like, Miles Morales is fighting Electro, are the Lions losing to the Bengals, to Jake Browning and Zach Taylor? Just saying. And, of course, Miles Morales, Tyler's cousin. Miles would be maybe number one in the crew rankings on You Better You Bet. Tyler's last. And just quickly on the Denver Broncos. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They destroyed a bad team. And the run game, that's the best the run game's been since Sean Payton arrived in Denver. Get Tyler Bidet out of there. Get Jaleel McLaughlin out of there. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey both looked awesome. And Bo Nix had the one boneheaded interception in the red zone. Terrible throw. I thought Bo Nix was very good last night on Monday night. That's a good sign for Bo Nix. Denver's in Philadelphia this week, and everybody loves the Broncos. We going to go down to three? And we'll talk about this next time. I got a real strong take on the Eagles. Can't believe that point spread. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi and I will start the hour talking to Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, our friend, the great Mark Schlereth.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.